Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Chicago trial attorney Karen Conti joins us now. And Karen, let's discuss first Mike Madigan's appeal of his corruption conviction. What are the main arguments in his appeal here?
Well, the main three arguments are, number one, that this was really a criminalization of what we know as politics, and that the prosecutors were allowed to basically just say all of these things that happened over decades and basically say that, you know, people were currying favor with him. But that's really what politics is about. Number two, they were saying that the jury instructions wrongfully defined the word corruption. And that word has been defined by the Supreme Court, and there's been controversy about what the jury was actually given to define that. And then finally, there was a no quid pro quo, according to Madigan, meaning that, yes, he maybe have received benefits from various organizations and companies, but he never asked for a quid pro quo. There was never an agreement to do that. The fact that he got gratuities or whatever after the fact was not a crime. So those are the three main arguments.
What are his chances of succeeding?
You know, not great, because the judge who tried the case is a very good judge, and there were lots of great arguments made on both sides with fine attorneys. And so, you know, these appeals, unless the judge made a serious mistake, after a four-month jury trial, appellate courts are just not willing to overturn verdicts like this.
Madigan is 83, so are they going to fast-track all this?
Well, they're going to try, but really the appellate court moves on its own pace. And unless, you know, there is a really good reason, like an injunction, or someone's going to have a serious issue if the case isn't reversed, usually they don't expedite. I would imagine that at 83, you know, he is still in pretty good shape, and so there isn't anything dire here. But my guess is the arguments are not going to be done until 2026, with a ruling maybe mid-year.
Let's talk about the class action suit over the Broadview Detention Center's conditions. A federal court judge heard evidence yesterday. What are the allegations? What is the judge being asked here?
The judge is being asked to correct the situation there. Apparently, there's overcrowding. The allegations are people aren't getting water. They're getting food that's been tainted. They have hundreds of people in a place where maybe you should have about five. People aren't even getting water. They're not allowed to talk to lawyers. They're not allowed to talk to their family members. And these are all in violation of what the laws are. And let's just remember, these immigration detention centers are not punitive. They're not criminal. These are civil detainees, and they have rights. And the judge has been pretty vocal in saying that, you know, what questioning the government, saying, what are you doing? Why are these people not getting what they need? And so I think that we're going to see this continue. The judge who's on it is a senior judge. He's excellent, and he's probably going to get to the bottom of it and come up with maybe some rules about how these people need to be treated.
In another case involving immigration enforcement, the Sun-Times has told the Department of Homeland Security to stop using their photos and videos. What is the law on this, Karen?
This is something your listeners should really pay attention to. Yes, you cannot use a newspaper's photos. You can't. I can't. We can't put it on our website to use it to promote ourselves. And the Homeland Security people can't do it either. And there's twofold here. One is they're copyrighted. They are protected intellectual property. And they aren't even the property of the photographer. They're the property of the organization for whom the photographer worked, meaning the Sun-Times, et cetera. So you can't use that. You've got to license it. You've got to give credit to the photographer and the organization. And by doing that, they're saying that they, the Sun-Times, do not want to believe that, have people believe that that they are promoting what's going on with ICE. So I think there's going to be a lawsuit if there's no cease and desist. And remember, everyone out there, if you pick a newspaper article with a picture and you want to post it on your blog, you've got to get permission. And if you don't, you can be sued. So, and it's pretty serious.
And finally, the Illinois legislature passed a right to die law. It's on the governor's desk right now. How does this compare to the laws that they have in other states now?
Yeah, there's about 11 states that have these right to die laws. And basically, it would allow terminally ill patients to get a certain medicine that they can have and administer to themselves. They don't have to do it, of course, but they would have the right to do that. Basically, you have to be mentally capable. You have to have 6 months left to live. You have to have two doctors sign off on it. And you have to be of sound mind and understand the ramifications of what you're doing. And yes, so he hasn't signed it yet. And my guess is he's going to sign it. This is becoming a much more common thing in the country. A lot of people want to use it. A lot of people get the medicine and never use it. But it gives people comfort that they have some control over their pain and their suffering.
If you have a question for Karen, you can email at this address, wgn@askkarenconti.com. And that's C-O-N-T-I, and Karen is K-A-R-E-N. WGN@askkarenconti.com. Talk to you again next week. Thank you, Karen.
Well, and welcome back, Bob.
Appreciate that.